This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that style? Everybody look what's cool.
Secretary, on the email issue, as you know, the State Department Inspector General report was quite tough on your practices, and it concluded, I want to show it right here, that Secretary Clinton had an obligation to discuss using her personal email account to conduct official business with their offices, and according to these officials, diplomatic security and the Information Resource Management offices did not and would not approve your exclusive reliance on a personal email account to conduct department business because of the restrictions in the Foreign Affairs Manual and the security risks in doing so. Do you now accept their conclusion that your exclusive use of a personal account was not allowed, that you broke State Department rules?
You know, look, George, I thought that the report actually made it clear that the practice I used was used by other secretaries, other high-ranking State Department officials.
There it is, huh? Just like that. That's what she says.
So, and to be fair, she's right. You know, Colin Powell used a similar system. But the point is that when, by the time it got to her, they had already banned that. Mm-hmm. They had made that illegal to where that was against the rules. So,
Scott, are the people just email weary? I mean, Bernie Sanders was weary at the start of the campaign months and months ago, and he says he's had it with these damn emails. But, you know, and I just wonder if America is just kind of, they're just, you know, just brain dead. I mean, they're over this whole deal. They're just numb. I guess numb is the better word. You know, it's like, okay, you know, whether it's Benghazi, anything that has to do with Hillary, I mean, if you tangle up with her, get ready. I mean, it's going to be a 15-round fight. I mean, and it's going to be a drag them out every, you know, every second of the battle with her. I mean, and, you know, that's her story. She's sticking to it.
I don't know if they're numb to it, but there are definitely lines drawn.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a Hillary supporter, the emails mean nothing.
Yeah, you just
think it's
about those crazy people on the right that are just picking on her, right?
And if you're on the right, you're really upset about it, and you know, they keep using things, you know. Well, it's just a review. It's just a review.
Well, it's beyond that.
Then,
I think. You know.
Well, yeah, but then you get the FBI director coming out and going, "We don't do reviews. We don't, you know." But then the people on the left, they don't report that. So
right.
The people, I think the problem is that people have their sources where they get the news. And if the news supports Hillary, they're not hearing all the stuff about the emails. If you're a Republican or on the right, you are hearing all the information about the emails, and you're like, well, what is this?
Well, you know, Scott, it's kind of like we were talking with Liz Peek in the first hour. You know, there's what if scenarios. You know, what if, you know, she's indicted? What if, you know, they say, hey, look, you know, you can't run for president. I mean, you know, there's already this, purported outrage, whether it comes from the Trump camp or the Bernie Sanders camp. I mean, can you imagine with as many people that support Hillary that are willing to fall on a sword for her, regardless, I mean, there's some contention on the horizon that I think could be epic. You know, if they sit there and say, you know what, she can't run for president, that's it, we're going to indict her, she's disqualified, because this thing has been allowed to run so long that they're going to say, why now? Why are we waiting until, you know, the last minute here to disqualify her?
Well, your big issue with the Democrats for that is that Hillary supporters aren't necessarily Bernie supporters, and vice versa.
Yeah.
So they're running a risk.
Well, I'll tell you, you're talking a crisis of epic proportion, you know, that could just break out at a theater near you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, if it's going to happen, America, it's going to be up to me and you, grassroots level, bottom up, not top down. Top down is what got us into this mess. We have a government that that we elect. So if there's anybody to blame, just look in the mirror. But, you know, the good news is if we're the ones that created, we're the ones that can uncreate it and create a new thing. And a new thing, I believe, is what America is looking for. Welcome aboard. Good to have you along with us. This is Bill Martinez right now, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Fernando Farah is with us. Incredible and rather provocative new book called The Polka Dot File on the Robert F. Kennedy Killing. This is The Polka Dot File on the Robert F. Kennedy Killing, describes the day-to-day chase for the mystery woman in the polka dot dress, such as the reason for a polka dot file, okay? And the book comments on, but does not dwell on, the police investigation and reads like a detective thriller instead of an academic analysis of the investigation. The Polka Dot File incorporates actual tapes made by an important witness and introduces the testimony of witnesses not covered in other books. The Polka Dot File is a completely new take on the assassination and the motives behind it, and introduces a new theory for the reasons behind the assassination, original and highly personal, that reaches a startling and different conclusion not exposed by other books. Now, Fernando Farah was born in Puerto Rico, graduated cum laude with a degree in journalism from California State University, Northridge. Early in his career, he was a correspondent for Millionaire Magazine and Diario de la Tarde, Mexico City's largest daily newspaper. And in 1967, he joined the Hollywood Citizen's News and began a front-page series of articles exposing large-scale Medi-Cal, Medicare abuses. Fernando, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Happy to be here.
Well, tell us now, the Polka Dot File, you want to do something different. I mean, there was something that you were seeing that other writers of the Robert F. Kennedy assassination did not pick up on.
Well, yes, that has two faces to it. Number one, I was on the ground, you know, at the time, and I was a reporter for the Hollywood Citizen News at the time of the killing, and I was covering the election that night in the San Fernando Valley.
You weren't at the Ambassador Hotel that night.
No, I was not. I was I was in the San Fernando Valley covering the local races.
Right.
But when I heard of the shooting, I was in a car with a young man that said he was a Kennedy a cousin, and he drove me to the Good Samaritan hospital where the senator was taken to. And from there, it was just the vigil over there. There was nothing really to do. So at 3 o'clock, Chief Redding called for a press meeting. And so I was there at the time. The security was tremendous, and I was there. And that was my first lucky break. You know, as it happens in these occasions, I had several lucky breaks, which put me ahead of the police department and the FBI investigations. And this is before they could get organized, because once they got organized and they got the machinery going, they started obstructing my investigation and, of course, you know, getting ready for their cover-up.
Mm-hmm.
So I did have some lucky breaks. Unfortunately, the records were all sealed for 20 years. And so all the books that have been written, all of which feature me as chase, being the only one to chase the woman in the polka dot dress, they were written. What they know about the polka dot dress was what I gave them, because I was cooperating with all of them and giving them information also, which they put into their books. However, the tapes that I made and were not published by them.
Mm-hmm.
Because the tape that I made of the main witness, who was a man, a local salesman who spent the day with that woman, that was confiscated immediately by the police. That was my payoff for having brought the witness to them.
Wow.
He had gone to the FBI first and told them first. Mm-hmm. And then after I published one of my first headlines, then he came to me looking for me and says, I think I spent the day with this woman. And then he gave me an incredible story, which I taped. And when I asked him if he'd been to the police, he said, "No, I'm afraid I don't want to go alone. If you go with me, I'll go." And I said, "Fine, I'll arrange it." And then we met that afternoon at the San Fernando Police Department, where I had a news bureau. And I taped him there, and I couldn't believe what he was telling me. This woman predicted the killing that day. With accuracy, she said they're going to take care of Kennedy tonight at the winning reception. She also admitted to him that she was part of a group that was going to do it. So if this does not prove, you know, a conspiracy, I don't know what is going to. Here we have an admission by one of the people in the conspiracy.
Right. People have long felt, Fernando, Sirhan was a patsy in this whole situation. So here it is, this woman in this polka dot dress that he happened to spend the day with. I mean, why was he spending the day with her?
Well, he was a local salesman. He sold chemicals to the hotel. And he was at the hotel early in the morning, about 8 o'clock, 8:30, waiting for an appointment that he had. To meet, you know, an appointment that he had with the hotel. And he saw her walking, looking at the windows, you know, the dresses, the shoes and so forth. And she was an incredible, formidable looking woman, you know, her attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And so he tried to pick her up. She rejected him. She did not pay attention to him.
Mm-hmm.
All she did was ask him if the hotel had a post office. And he said he didn't know, so she turned around and left. And he went to the coffee shop to have a cup of coffee while he waited for his appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And about 10 minutes later, she came and sat next to him and started a conversation. And that led to the rest of the story. You know, they had breakfast together, and then she said, "We're being observed." And he looked, and they were being observed. He started getting spooky, and he said, "Well, I got to go to Ventura to service some customers." And she invited herself to get out of the hotel. And he said, "Well, okay, if you feel better, I'll take you." Mm-hmm. And so he took her. But by this time, he's pretty well spooked, because by this time, she had already told him that they were going to take care of Kennedy that night.
Wow. So she takes advantage of him to use him as a cover, because she knows that... she's on the radar, eyes are on her, so a rejected opportunity. She reconnects with him over breakfast and coffee, and they're on their way to Ventura. The story will continue. We're talking with Fernando Farah, the author of the book, The Polka Dot File. I mean, here it is, a near half century later, and we still have many questions about the Robert F. Kennedy killing, as if you're not surprised. Fernando has a new perspective on it, and he's presented it in this book, The Polka Dot File, And we've got more from Fernando on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Alcon. In the kitchen, vision is everything. It ensures food is cooked properly, knives are sharpened with precision, and ingredients are measured with accuracy. For the past 25 years, Chef Jeffrey Zakarian has presided over some of the country's top restaurants. Like other chefs, wearing glasses while cooking began to affect his performance, so he looked for an alternative option. With Alcon Daily's Total One contact lenses, he found a reliable and comfortable solution.
A kitchen can be an obstacle course. It's critical I clearly see everything that's happening around me. If my glasses fog up or get in the way, or my contact lenses are uncomfortable, it can impact my performance. The water gradient technology in the Daily's Total One contact lenses deliver all-day comfort, helping me perform at my best in the kitchen and throughout the day. Sometimes I even forget I'm wearing them.
The unique water gradient technology behind Daily's Total One contact lenses provides a cushion of moisture that delivers all-day comfort. For more information, visit dailystotalone.com.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I want to live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez.
Hey, that's me. I'm back with you. Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Fernando Faro continues. His book, The Polka Dot File, describes a day-to-day chase for the mystery woman in the polka dot dress. The book comments on, but does not dwell on, the police investigation and reads like a detective thriller instead of an academic analysis of the investigation. As we said earlier, Fernando, this woman, you know, this rather mystery woman that remains a mystery, but still, in your analysis, is an important piece in understanding what happened with the Robert F. Kennedy assassination that night. I mean, she meets a salesman who's there at the Ambassador Hotel. He's got a meeting with a buyer there at the hotel. He's selling some goods, and you know, she says, "Hey, look at they're going to take Robert F. Kennedy out after his victory speech, and tonight's the night, and this is the place." And here's an everyday salesman with this kind of information, and worse yet, you know, what about 14, 15 hours later, it in fact happens. So, you know, he's got to be thinking, what the heck is going on here?
At the end of the day, you know, they even had dinner together at 5:15 because they were chased. They were followed from the from the moment they met at the ambassador. They were followed all the way down to Ventura, which is a city near 2 hours north of
LA,
Los Angeles, and the
right.
Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
And so they at about 5:30, they stopped because they had not eaten or had anything to drink all day long, and they had a difficult. Dinner that night. They hardly spoke, according to the waitress, which I found. The FBI failed to find her, but I did find her myself on Life Magazine, and we questioned her, and she verified that they had been there. Well, he by this time is pretty spooked. He says, "Look, I'll take you to the police." She says, "No, don't take me to the police. Take me back to the hotel," and she invites him to come and see the killing. It was almost like a challenge. He said, "Okay, you don't believe me? Come and see it for yourself." And so he dumps her like a hot potato and goes home. He's a married man, so he goes home. And then the next day, he heard about the killing, and he thought about it for a day. And I figured, my God, I may be implicated in this thing because I may have spent the day with this woman, you know, who's involved in this. And so at that point, he goes to the FBI. He tells the FBI the whole story, which was a good break for me also. Like I said, I had a lot of good breaks in here because afterwards, the police tried to discredit me, saying that I knew this man before. Well, actually, he told the FBI the story before he told me.
Mm-hmm.
He came to me after I published a story on the Pocahontas woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so that saved my credibility. And so he goes to them, and then when he sees my story, he comes to me. I arrange for him to meet with the police.
Mm-hmm.
The police confiscated the tape that I had made under the pretense they were going to copy it, and instead of copying, they just confiscated it. And later on told me, Commander Hagen called me up and said, "We can't find the tape. Nobody has heard of that tape."
Oh, wow.
So the... this was just one of the falsifications, because then they falsified other documents, which says that I knew this salesman before, 2 weeks before, and I had seen a Chinese man in San Fernando who was also a client of his. And the reason why I went with the salesman after the killing, I went there, was because I wanted to verify that an airline by the name of CAT, Civil Air Transport, was still operating.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had said that she wanted to get to San Francisco to get on CAT to get out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, CAT is 100% owned by the CIA. How does this young woman hope to get passage out of the country in a CIA airplane?
Exactly.
Can anybody explain that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she said that to this man. And so I'm trying to verify that lead. And I went to see a customer of his in the San Fernando Valley. Well, the police distorted the whole thing, and they said that I had gone to see that client of his 2 weeks before the killing, which is a complete and total lie.
Mm-hmm.
Who signed that document? That document was signed by the man that was in charge of the investigation. And the man in charge of the investigation was a man called Manny Pena. Manny Pena was a contract agent for the CIA. working for the Agency for International Development. I wrote his retirement story from the LAPD.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised to see him back in charge of the investigation. So, and the guy that did the polygraphing was a CIA contract agent. So how do we find the hand of the CIA? Now, I'm not accusing the CIA of killing anybody.
Right.
I'm saying these are facts that I can prove.
Right. Well, you know, as we were talking about it before, I mean, it's interesting because it's like parts of the Robert F. Kennedy assassination almost sound like the JFK assassination with CIA involvement, right?
Yes, we spent, Life Magazine and I spent 3 days, 3 weeks chasing a lookalike woman.
Mm-hmm.
We thought we had her. We really thought we had it. We wound up in the police station being held until we were cleared by our publishers. They removed us from the Sheraton West where we found the woman, you know, serving tables.
Right.
It was one of the coincidences. Another coincidence is that the communications immediately after the killing, communications of the LAPD went down, something that was unheard of until then. Mm-hmm. They went off for 9 minutes. There's another coincidence in there. You know, a lot of people were polygraphed, and when you, I have the tapes, and of course the other researchers also have these tapes. They're not available to the public.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear the interrogation of these people, which are supposed to be being polygraphed, it makes you cry. It's a farce. They were being battered to change their stories. They were being begged to change their stories. And this is part of the record. If
right.
the American public wants to find out exactly what their police forces are doing, just go back to the police record itself.
Exactly.
Make up your own mind.
Well, Fernando, we only have a couple of minutes left, and I mean, this is extremely intriguing, to say the least, but I wanted to touch on the Paris Peace Talks connection. Explain to our audience that connection.
Well, this woman, during the trip to Ventura, told him that she'd come through New York from Beirut and Aqaba, and that as she came through New York, she had met back east, she didn't say whether it was New York or Washington, D.C., with a very prominent person in the Richard Nixon campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at that time, Richard Nixon was involved in a conspiracy to scuttle the Paris peace talks. And this person that this woman met, she said she met with, was part of that conspiracy. There were five conspirators. Three of them went to jail later on other charges. But these five conspirators, one of them met with a woman in the polka dot dress. Now, that raises another question. How does a 20-plus woman coming from overseas meet with a prominent politician back east?
Mm-hmm.
What is the connection?
Yes, exactly.
And this, in fact, I didn't know this because President Johnson, in the interest of national security, squashed all the information about the conspiracy to kill the Paris peace talks.
Well, we got about 30 seconds left here, Fernando. What's the takeaway? What do you want people to take away from this book?
Well, I think it's most important that the people get informed to who is really in charge of this country. You know, we all think that the government is in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't.
Yeah. Well, the polka dot file on the Robert F. Kennedy killing, Paris Peace Talks connection, Fernando Fora on Bill Martinez. Fernando, thank you for being with us.
I had what many would call the Cadillac of insurance plans with my company. It covered everything, and that's what got us started thinking, well, what is everything? Are we indirectly paying for people to use services that we don't believe in or want to be a part of? And MediShare was the perfect answer for that.
I felt such relief switching over to MediShare. I wasn't paying for anything that I didn't believe in. I was actually able to stand up for what I believe in, and I was able to put my money where my faith is.
We're part of this great program, and it really costs us less and insurance.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move today.
Bill Martinez live.
I don't know about you, but that gives me a lot of comfort to understand that, hey, it's not all about us, that we serve an awesome God that is sovereign, that is in control, and as this song says, God is on the move, no doubt about it. The other day I got a book from Adonis Lindsay titled Next. You know, a little book, and I said, well, you know, I'm always intrigued by books that are a little bit smaller than normal, because you always know there's just, it's loaded with nuggets. And I got to tell you, when I started reading this book, I said, oh, my goodness, this Adonis Lindsay and I are, we could have known each other all our lives, because he is passionate about the same things that, and if you've listened to the show, you understand what I'm talking about, and that is that our dreams are bigger than any government program, any presidential race, anything that is there. Our dreams are just so precious, because I believe this is the way God communicates to us, and this is what helps to settle a sense of fulfillment and happiness in our lives, is when we're living the dream. And I want to read this story. I got Adonis standing by here, but I want to read the story from Danny Gokey. And Danny was the American Idol finalist, artist, entertainer, and founder of Sophia's Heart. And this is what he wrote in the foreword of the book. He says, when my first wife, Sophia, and I decided that we were going to try out for American Idol, little did I know that I would lose her 1 month before the audition. Can you imagine? Her passing away was devastating. I didn't want to do the audition. I was just trying to figure out how to live at that moment. Pushing myself through a devastating time in my life and taking those next steps eventually led to me living the dream that was in our hearts. Now my story of hope is helping others around the world to reach their dreams and never give up. The principles and practical steps in this book are some of the same that I had to apply in my life in order to move forward. For anyone who has been feeling stuck, discouraged, or in a rut, this book will challenge you to take some necessary action steps that will cause you to start gaining traction and moving your life in a positive direction. your will, you will be inspired, encouraged, and motivated to go after those dreams and make them your reality. There is hope in front of you, and your success all depends on what you do next, which is the title of Adonis Lindsay's book. Adonis Lindsay, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, doing great, man. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, great to have you on, Adonis, because I think this is where most of America is right now, is that we're stuck. We've subordinated our dreams to the will of a government that says, hey, look, we're the government of everything. We are your daddy. We can do it all for you. And what we give up in the process is we give up those dreams and the future of our very own future, not to mention the impact that we could have on our families and on a nation that needs us so badly.
Absolutely. I think one of the most detrimental things you can do to your dream and your future is to sit around and wait for somebody else to make it happen for you. Mm-hmm. And so many times we can get distracted by promises that will never come through for us. And so I tell people all the time, listen, you are in control of your destiny. God has a plan for your life. And I love Jeremiah 29:11 that says, God says, I know the thoughts and plans I have for you. But, Bill, we've got to participate with it. I tell Christian people, people all around the world, listen, you've got to participate in the plan that God has for you, meaning you're going to have to do those practical things. You're going to have to do the work. You're going to have to put in the time and partner with God and make it happen.
Exactly. And he's the one that knows the beginning from the end. He's the author and finisher of it all. And so why would we not trust somebody who has proven trustworthy over the millennia?
Exactly, exactly. And I tell people, you know, you brought up the word trust, because that is a big part of us going after our dreams. And so many people have been discouraged because they have this big dream and they size themselves up with the dream, but they forget about how big their God is.
Yes.
And I come along and my voice is to encourage people, listen, listen, God will give you a dream that is sometimes it's outside of your current skill set. It's sometimes it's beyond your current ability. But that's to stretch us, Bill. That's to grow us into the person that God wants us to be. You can never stay where you are and reach where you want to go at the same time. You've got to let go of yesterday. You've got to let go of those preconceived ideas that you have about yourself, and you've got to put your faith and trust in God and move forward.
Well, as you say, not only what God wants us to be, but what he designed us to be. We may have hidden talent, latent talent that we have yet to discover. But, you know, what I find, Adonis, in talking with people who find themselves stuck and frustrated and realizing that there's got to be something more. There's something not happening here. It's usually that irritation and that gnawing that wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, staring at the ceiling tiles above your bed, going, you know, what is it? What is going on? Well, it is that call from the divine saying, look, you're not done yet. There's more to be done. And I think that, you know, probably one of the most frustrating moments in our existence will be at that moment when we realize, much the same, like if you remember that scene in Schindler's List, when Schindler's sitting there going at the end, when he realizes, he goes, look, I had a gold watch. If I gave up this gold watch, how many more people could I save? He just felt like he could have done so much more in saving Jews during World War II. And the thing is that we may find ourselves, again, because we get stuck, we get beat down by the things of this world that say we can't, when we're not hearing the voice of a God that says, not only can you, but you've been designed to fulfill that dream and ambition and that 3 o'clock gnawing in your mind and keeping you up, that 3 o'clock voice that you're hearing is my voice of encouragement. It's not one of discouragement.
Yes, yes, and that's the deal. You know, we've got to make that decision when that uneasy feeling and the sleepless nights, that is, you know, God will not leave you alone till you respond.
Right.
And here's the deal about it. God's looking for people to respond. And so you've got to make that decision. You know what? I'm going to start today. I know maybe I've had some past failures. Maybe I made some mistakes, but my life is not over. The dream is not over because God is still on my side. And so you still have to make that conscious decision. I'm going to get up. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to walk in faith. I'm going to walk in the knowledge that I know that God is with me. And if God be for me, who can be against me? Mm-hmm. And so, but here's the deal too, Bill. I tell people, you know what? Your dream is going to face opposition. it doesn't mean you're going in the wrong direction. And 9 times out of 10, it means you're going in the right direction, okay?
Exactly.
It's not
going to
be easy, but right. God is on your side. You've got to push through. You've got to push through the mental blocks, because the battle is always in the mind. You know, I talk about that in the book, the dream distractions. There's going to always be these things that try to distract you and cause you to lose focus, but you've got to stay with laser-like focus to reach your God-given destiny.
So why did you write this book, Adonis?
You know, I wrote the book, you know, Bill, I got tired of seeing people stuck. I got tired of seeing Christians quoting the Word of God but not moving forward, you know. And so I wanted to create a very practical tool, an easy read that anybody, Bill, on all walks of life could pick it up and begin to apply some of the practical action steps to their lives and actually see progress. Because when you start making progress, you get motivated, you get inspired, you get encouraged. So I wanted to relate to all walks of people with real-life stories to where they can read the book and say, well, if so-and-so did it, then I know I can do it too.
Exactly. Is this a little bit of a holy kick in the back end?
You know, it is, man.
Can I say that?
Yes, you got to get up, you know. We can't wait on God to do everything for us. One of the things I've always quoted, I say, quit waiting for God to do what he's already empowered you to do on your own.
Amen. That's right. Now, how are the people, you know, that read this book, how are they going to benefit from this? What do you hope for them to take away?
Well, I think they're going to benefit, number one, is just that reassurance, that restirring of the dream. I think they're going to start getting the I can mentality instead of the I can't mentality. I think they're going to gain some practical nuggets and wisdom that they can just apply. And so where they are right now and begin to start making some traction and movement. So I believe they're going to take those dreams off the shelf, and they're going to see those dreams become a reality once they begin to apply the principles in this book.
Dream big again, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we need. We need you to dream big, and you need to get this book in your hands next by Adonis Lindsay. He says, keep moving, keep dreaming, keep reaching. Make your next days your best days. Adonis Lindsay, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Adonis. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
Man, Bill, do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This report is brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb. Do you know someone whose life has been touched by cancer? With over 32 million patients worldwide, the impact of cancer can be felt in nearly every family. For the second year, actor Eric Stone Street is partnering with Bristol-Myers Squibb on Ready, Raise, Rise to educate Americans about immuno-oncology, a rapidly evolving area of research that seeks to harness the body's own immune system to help fight cancer. Eric Stone Street, actor and cancer research activist.
Too many families like mine have been touched by cancer. That's why it's important for everyone to be informed about advancements in cancer research like immuno-oncology. Join me, raise, and share a flag at ReadyRaiseRise.com today. It takes just 30 seconds, and you can honor a loved one touched by cancer and help raise awareness for cancer research. For each flag raised and shared, a donation from Bristol-Myers Squibb will be made to an advocacy group that you select.
Go to ReadyRaiseRise.com to raise and share your flag today. For more, visit ReadyRaiseRise.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables, they must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Booyah!
Just another Spanish love song.
Don't be afraid. You will not be hurt if you comply. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I gotta hear this whole sounder all the way through. Scott's having fun here. You got the orchestra going full blast. Hey, it's time for Bob Welischewski with us. He's focused on the family's director of media and culture, director of Focus's Plugged In department, which features the popular Plugged In website, PluggedIn.com. He's been MIA for the last couple of weeks, enjoying the holidays and a wedding along the way, because that's what families do. We go through the process, you know. They go off, they get married, and, start having babies and making us grandparents, Robert. What do you think?
Yes, I like it in that order, too. And so we'll see what happens.
Congratulations.
Very excited.
Congratulations. Now, are they going to be living there in Colorado?
No, my son is a lawyer in the JAG program for the Army.
Oh, wow, excellent.
He is stationed at Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Oh,
which
wow,
actually borders Tennessee and Kentucky. So a little bit of the base is in Kentucky, a little bit of the Army base is in Tennessee. And so he and his wife actually live in Tennessee.
Well, wow. He's right there in Daniel Boone country, right?
Well, and not very far from Nashville. So
he may become
a country fan, which has never been his thing. But, you know, if you're that close to Nashville, you might.
By osmosis.
What might happen.
By osmosis. I mean, you know, you can't believe. I got to tell you, my first, I don't know if I ever told you the story, but my first radio job was playing country music. And it was at a time when it went from, remember, it used to be country western.
Country
all twangy
Western,
and country
that, right?
Western, yeah, and then it became country. It was about the time when you had Bob Dylan's Nashville Skyline, Kenny Rogers with the First Edition was coming out. You had a lot of crossover music, and of course Johnny Cash, Boy Named Sue, all that good stuff. So somebody asked me one time,
Willie Nelson.
It was good fun, and so somebody said, you know, how do you like that stuff? I mean, like as if I was eating anchovies or something. I said, well, it kind of grows on you. And the program director for the top 40 station says, yeah, like a green moss. But just a little top 40 humor. But you know, it's good fun. I got to tell you, it was great. You know, the people, and later on, when I was running a radio station, I ended up running a country station in Orange County, California. And just the artists and everything. I remember when Winona Judd coming out, and we had this one operation that we had. Our boss had like 300 classic cars, and Winona came there. It was just a showcase of a place. But she showed up, and the audience knew she came in. And there's probably about 500 people standing outside of the radio station. And she just graciously went down and signed autographs, said hi, took pictures of everybody. And, this is country artists, you know, country people. They're just so down to earth and, you know, just very sweet.
I have about 20 pictures of myself and Garth Brooks from last March.
Oh,
he was here to dedicate a wing of the Children's Hospital in Denver.
Yeah.
And my goodness, was there a lot of people. But because I am quote-unquote press, I had a special one-on-one time with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just nice to ask him some questions. I ended up blogging about the experience, but very much a gentleman. As much as he is pushed for interviews, you'd think he'd say, forget it, no more, I don't need them,
right. Exactly.
I don't want them, they're too much hassle, but he didn't. He was very gracious to me and many others. So.
Yeah, and he's such a hoot, isn't he? I mean, he's a genuine hoot. He's a funny guy. He's just, you know, kind of... down to earth.
He very much is. So.
Hey, let's talk some movies. Let's talk some movies here. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on the half shell, huh?
Yeah, it came out as number one. Well, not a big surprise. $35 million over the weekend. From a family perspective, for our listeners who are going, how's the stack up for families? I'd just say kind of down the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
We gave it a 3, which if you've first time you've ever tuned in, hearing Bill and I talk about movies, a 3 out of 5 for me means it's not really a thumbs up, it's not really a thumbs down. It's kind of a, hey, you know, read our longer review. There's some issues here, but maybe they're not the major issues. But, you know, what are those? Well, a little bit about it. I mean, the four Turtle brothers are still in the shadows in New York and kind of watching over it. But when a mad scientist played by Tyler Perry, of all people, finds a way to transport a world-destroying weapon from another dimension, the Turtles are called into action to save the planet. So the positives are the saving the planet, the heroism and the dedication that they show. Negatives are quite a high body count, a lot of violence, not gory, some nods to evolution, quite a bit of language, mostly mild profanity. And is one teenager who wrote a 5-paragraph review before the movie came out. Somehow it got into a screening, and I caught it online. He says, Megan Fox seems to be here to appeal to young male hormones. That's what he said, and I think he actually is right on.
Probably
he's
right.
Well on the head.
Well, yeah.
Especially in opening.
As some of the other teenagers you heard saying, going, duh.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But it's in there. I mean, it's nothing. It's not explicit. But the opening scene especially is really amps up her sensuality, if you will. So, but I also like this teenage kid's the way he closes his review. He says, if you can turn off your brain and sit through countless plot holes and story inconveniences, then you will likely find this a solid action film with 4 classic characters. But if that's not enough, don't bother wasting your money.
Wow.
And I think he nailed it. And this was a fanboy. I mean, he loved the movie. He thought it was fabulous, but yet he still had an interesting warning at the end. So pass that on to...
Well, you know, in some of these movies, he's right. I mean, it's pretty insightful. Some of these movies, you have to go in and kind of check your brain in at the door. Very, very insightful on his part.
Yeah, this is hardly... a thinking man's film, if you will, you know. So, however, the other film that I'd like to talk about is more of a thinking man's film, if you will. It's called Me Before You. It came in at number 3 at
three,
the weekend with $18 million. Spoiler warning here, listeners. If for some reason you are absolutely planning on going no matter what, I am going to say something that spoils this film. You might want to tune out for about 90 seconds and I'll come back to it. But this is one of the most pro euthanasia films I've ever seen. Armor came out in 2012, nominated for Best Picture. Was also a very pro-euthanasia film. Million Dollar Baby, before that, Clint Eastwood's film, was also very pro-euthanasia.
Right.
But Me Before You even trumps that. Essentially, it looks like, and if you see the trailer, a love story between a man who's almost completely paralyzed in a wheelchair and his caretaker. Now, when the caretaker first arrives, she's hired by the paralyzed man's mom. He doesn't want a caretaker. He doesn't want anything to do with her. And it's actually pretty sweet how she stands by him no matter how much he tries to turn her away and say he doesn't need her, doesn't want her, doesn't want her there. She just stays very loyal, and that's actually refreshing. But here's the spoiler. He's given his parents the word that in 6 months he's going to Switzerland. He's going to kill himself, or actually let someone else kill him. Mm-hmm. Die with dignity, it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Be euthanized like you would a an old cat or something.
Right, exactly.
But you figure this love story, which is, you see developing on screen, is going to turn him around. He's going to change his mind.
Yeah, that love will win out, huh?
Right, but it doesn't. Love does not win out. He still goes ahead with his plan. He does fall in love with her. She is in love with him, but that's not enough to cause him to change his mind. So at the very end of the film, basically there's a voiceover of her saying, "He'll always be with me," like he's like some kind of pet on her shoulder or something, invisible pet. And besides, he left me a lot of money, so now I've got all this money and I'm so happy. And I'm thinking, no. We just had a film tell us that if you're paralyzed, like a Johnny Erickson Tata, or like one of our counselors here at Focus on the Family named Lon, your life would be better if you would just do the world a favor. You're just taking up air. You're taking up space. Do the world a favor and go to Switzerland and die with dignity. And yeah. I'm appalled, absolutely appalled by a film that would send a message like that.
Well, and there it is. It packages it, like you say, you know, if you're in this situation, find a caregiver, lots of money, and go and, you know, preclude your life. Amazing. Yeah. I mean, but this is what we're being conditioned with. And are we that surprised? I mean, you know, people talk about, you know, that Black Lives Matter and lives matter and, you know, whatever. But here we are. You know, we are a generation that's been promoting death. So. Why yeah, should we not get to this point?
I think some people need to say disabled people matter. You know, people who are paralyzed matter. But this film does not send that message at all. It's just really sad because, like I said, it was such a bait and switch for me. I really expected that as right before the credits roll, he was going to turn to her and say, "I've decided to live. You are my.
I'm going to choose life.
Yeah, I'm going to choose life." Right. You know, and I still would have had problem with the euthanasia message that was being promoted earlier in the film, but at least I could say, but by the end of the film, the right decision is made, and here we go. But again, that the right decision wasn't made, and in the screening that I saw, it was mostly women. I probably got 85% women, only about 15% men. It's a full theater, and the people applauded. At the end of the film, not moi, of course, but I thought, what I wanted was that the people just to sit and go, awful ending, but they applauded. It's like,
And it is amazing sometimes when people, to me, you know, when they start applauding for the, you know, what I would say would be the wrong things, it's like, did they really get the message, you know?
Yeah.
It's like one time I was at a George Carlin concert, and he went into this litany of, you know, he was just had such a command of the language. And he basically just started cussing everybody out and everything he could think. And after it was over with this, you know, about 2 minute rattling of, you know, raw language, the people stood up and they gave him a standing ovation. I go, this guy just cussed you out. I mean, are you that in need of that kind of information? Go figure.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.